Although we say that,
虽然我们口头上常常说
Trusting the Lord is probably the most important thing I would say to my younger self.
那相信主这三个字是我对我41年前的我要说的话
No matter what happens in life, you trust the Lord.
生活中发生什么事情都要继续相信主
I would say to myself, life will have ups and downs.
我会对我年轻的时候的我说你的生活会有高有低
You will have failures and you will have success
你会有成功也会有失败
You will make mistakes
你会有犯错误的时候
But I will say to myself
但是我对我自己说
Trust the Lord
要相信我的主
Somehow we will make it
不管怎么样我们都一定会走到的
Somehow everything will turn out be okay
不管怎么样所有的事情都会
You know when I was in university I was all thinking about getting a job and all worried about what will I do tomorrow
在还在大学的我那个时候每天所焦虑的就是找工作啊以后要怎么生存啊
I'm not a person with great talent or intellectual ability
我那个时候也不觉得是自己是一个读书的料
Amen When we are young we have many ambitions but at the same time we don't see ourselves the way we see ourselves today
当我们还年轻的时候虽然野心勃勃可是那个时候的我们看自己的方式和现在我们看自己的方式不一样
we struggle with our identity
那个时候年轻的我们会觉得自己找不到自己的人生的价值
we have a poor self-image
我们看不清自己的对自己的看见
we look down on ourselves
我们会小瞧自己
we feel that we're going to struggle in life
我们会认为我们可能这一生都会很挣扎
I remember when I used to struggle in my studies
我记得以前我在学习上面特别挣扎时
before I became a Christian I used to say to myself Joshua when you grow upWhat's going to happen to you?
所以我还没有当基督徒之前我经常问我自己你要长大了你要做什么去生活呀
You struggle in everything.
你什么东西都觉得难
You know, when you compare your brothers and sisters, you got no talent.
你跟你的弟兄姊妹来比一比看你连什么天才天赋都没有
And that's what I used to say to myself.
我那时候就这样经常这样对我自己说
There's nothing good in you.
说我看怎么看我自己都没有什么本事的人
Compared to others.
特别是跟别人一比就发现如此
You know, when you give your life to Jesus,
当你把你的生命交给主时
is all you need.
就需要这么一件事情就够了。
Amen. Whether you got qualification or no qualification, whether you're talented or not talented.
不管你有没有各种学历呀，或者什么天赋好的，都不要紧。
When you have Jesus,
只要你有耶稣
you find yourself.
你就会找到你自己。
Amen. Because he is the one that we should compare ourselves to.
因为如果我们要比的话，我们只要跟耶稣比。
When my younger brother, he comes top in his tests. Studying was very easy for him.
那个时候我的弟弟哦，他学习好随便啊，轻轻松松就拿到最高分的。
For me, I was always the bottom of the class.
我那个时候老是班上的最后几名。
For him, he was always top of the class.
然后他总是班上的头几名。
Amen. And so, when you compare yourself to another person.You will never be good enough.
如果你老是把自己跟别人去比较，你就会总觉得自己不够好。
Or worse, you think you are better than everybody else.
或者相反来说，你可能特别自负，你觉得你比了，你比谁都好。
And so sometimes we stop progressing because we feel we've done it.
很多时候我们不再进步了，因为我们自认为自己自负的已经觉得我都做到了。
I would say to my younger person.The person you need to compare yourself with is Jesus.
所以我会对四十年前的我说，你唯一要比较的人就是基督。
You need to trust him.
你要相信你的主。
Because he's going to make you like himself.
因为他会把你变成像他一样的人。
Amen. If you are a young Christian today,
如果你今天是一个年轻的基督徒
I have the same advice for you.
我也给你同样的建议。
Learn to trust the Lord.
学习来相信主。
Amen.Trust the Lord. Don't just say it, but live that thing. Live it out.
不要只是口里光说一说哟，是要活出这个相信主的
生命。Trusting in the Lord is the journey in life.
相信主是人生的旅程。
And today I'm still trusting in Him.
今天我还在学着怎么相信主。
Because so much is unpredictable.
因为有太多不可靠的事情发生。
When we were young, we thought if we only can have this qualification or do this, then I will be secure.If I can only have this amount of money, I'll be secure.
小的时候我们会经常说，只要我有这份工作，我就肯定有安全感了。然后又说，只要我有这么多的钱，我就会有安全感了。
Even if you're a millionaire, billionaire,
就算你今天是百万富翁、亿万富翁
you still need to trust the Lord.
你仍然需要相信主。
Because we are not in control.
因为我们根本就不能掌控一切。
You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
你都不知道明天要发生什么。
You know, a billionaire could be traveling in your private jet, and your private jet could be crash.
百万富翁可能会坐在他的私人飞机里，那这个飞机也不知道哪天会掉下来哦。
Our life is precious.
所以我们的生命是很珍贵的。
And you, we got to learn that.In God's hands is safe.
所以我们要相信，在主的手里是最安全的。
Our future is secure.
我们的未来是最安全的。
Our past is forgotten.
我们的过去已经被忘了。
Our history is gone.
我们的历史已经过去了。
Our future is ahead of us.
那我们的未来仍然在前面。
But we need to trust Him.
那我们要相信主。
And stop trying to be in control of it.
不要老是想掌控一切。
You see, the reason why we find it so difficult to trust the Lord.
那当我们觉得真正相信主这件事很难时，
If I have to boil it down, it's in three things.
那一般呢，就是三件事难吗？
One, God is invisible.
第一呢，因为神看不见摸不着。
You see, human beings, we have to see to believe.
因为人呢，都喜欢要看见了才相信。
Even when we hear, we can't quite believe.
那我们连听到有时候都不能完全相信。
Even when the disciples heard that Jesus is alive, they didn't believe.
就连那些门徒们听到耶稣已经复活了，都无法相信。
Jesus had to manifest himself to show them, and when they saw him, when they touched him, then they believed.
耶稣却是要实实在在出现在他们面前，他们要手摸到、眼睛看到时，才真的相信。
You see, so far in our Christian faith,
所以在我们的信仰当中
，very few of us has ever seen God.
很多人都没有真正的见到过神。
So most of us, we are, our faith is by not seeing and yet believing.
很多时候，我们的信心都是还没有看见就相信。
But it's difficult.
但是好难哦。
It's because when you don't see something, it's difficult to believe.
如果你都看不见，还要去相信，是件难事，是不是这样
？And so therefore, we tend to find.We tend to hold on to things that we can see.
所以呢，我们就会紧紧抓住那些好似能看得见、抓得着的东西。
So we struggle in trusting the Lord because we can't see Him.
我们不能相信的原因，就是因为我们看不到。
We don't know whether He hears us.
我们也不知道他是真的看见了我们，还是没听到了我们。
We don't know whether He cares about us.
我们也不知道神是不是真的关心我们。
Because we don't see Him.
因为我们眼睛看不见。
And that's the struggle.
这就是一个很大的挣扎。
And yet God wants to remain invisible.
神却仍然要做我们这一位看不见的神。
Because when God is invisible, that is when He demands faith from us.
因为只有当我们看不见神时，神才会从你这里要信心。
Without faith, nothing works.
如果没有信心，一切都不管用。
Let me tell you again, without faith, your Christianity won't work.
如果没有信心的话，那你的信仰就是白搭。
You need faith.
你需要的是信心。
And God, every day, is trying to get faith out of you.
神呢，每天都希望你的信心再多长一点，再多得一点。
And that's why, in good times and bad times, He wants you to trust Him.
所以，不管是顺境还是逆境，神都想让你继续相信。
Because it's only in trust do we have to exercise faith in something that we cannot see.
因为只有在相信神的时候，我们才会带出信心去信那看不见的事。
In a future that we cannot grab hold of，
那些我们无法掌控的未来。
But it is only in faith can we actually believe, can we actually grab hold of this future？
只有在信心里面，你才能紧紧抓住那看不见的事情。
Faith is the currency of heaven。
所以我们看到的，我们说的信心是天堂的一个现在的一个 currency。
That's why no matter how difficult time is, stay positive in your thinking.
不管你现在有怎么样的消极都好，你都一定要很积极的来看这个问题。
Whatever happens, believe God.
不管发生什么事情，都要相信神。
Even when you see nothing.
就算你什么事情都没见着发生。
It's just when we sing a song. Even when we see nothing.
所以刚才
，when we receive nothing.
刚才的歌词说，就算我们什么都没有看见
，you got to believe.
我们仍然相信。
Because when you believe, you keep.The door open.
你只要还愿意相信，你的门就是打开的。
And you allow God to come in.
你就允许神进入你的里面。
If you doubt, you shut the door.
如果你怀疑的话，你的心门就关上了。
And the enemy will come in.
然后敌人就要进来了哦。
The second problem we have is this.
所以第二个问题我们有的呢。
The enemy will always try to deceive you.
就是敌人总是用各种的谎言来欺骗你。
To tell you that God doesn't care.
他跟你说神不在乎你。
To engineer situations as though God is punishing you.
好像在你的身边掌控一切的事情，让你自以为神在惩罚你。
As though God has not heard you, God is actually judging you instead.
你觉得神没有听见你的祷告，他还在审判你。
So the devil tries to be God.
所以撒旦就装成神的样子。
He talks to your mind.
他对你的头脑说话。
That's because you've done this wrong, that wrong.
说因为你做了这件坏事，那件坏事哦。
God is good.
神是一个良善的神。
God is gracious.
神是一个有恩典的神。
We don't have an evil God.
我们没有一个邪恶的神。
He doesn't deliberately run you over with a car and say, "I'm trying to teach you a lesson."
他肯定不会开着车来撞你，然后跟你说我是想给你一个功课。
He doesn't give you cancer in order to judge you.
他肯定不会给你一个癌症，就说我今天要审判你当得癌症吧。
That's called abuse.
那个是叫做责罚。
What father will do that to their children?
有什么样的父亲会这样子对你的孩子
？And yet. When I'm in my lifetime in church, I hear this kind of talk in church over and over again. God wants to judge you. What's that? Because you 做错，因为你犯罪。
但是我的生命中间真的接触很多这样子的情况，就是当有什么坏事情发生的时候，别人就会跟我说你犯罪了。
Every time when we see a mishap, we think God is angry with me.
当我们生命有逆境发生的时候，我们就会自以为说啊，神对我生气哦，报应我。
Don't you think God has another way to teach you rather than to run you over with a car?
你觉得神除了拿车撞你，没有什么其他的好方法来帮你吗？
Is he that incapable?
他这么无能的吗？要来撞车吗？
That he has to give you a tumor, a cancer.
无能到非要给你长个肿瘤，得一个癌症这么严重。
In order to teach you a lesson.
为了就教你一个功课。
How many of you would take your children's hand and put it in the fire and say, "Let me teach you a lesson"?
你有没有这样的父母说，我抓住孩子的手放到火里面，说我要教你一个功课
？How many of you would actually run your children over with your car?
有多少人会拿着车去撞下你的孩子，说你要学一个功课
？But you teach them in a different way.
你是要教导的，但是你会换一个方式来教导。
In a loving, kind way.
是一个有慈爱的方式来教导。
If we can be so good to our children, how much more would God be?
我们都能够这样的去爱我们的孩子，难道神不会吗？更会。
God is always eager to bless us.
神是特别渴望的来祝福我们的。
But he has his reasons to delay.
但是他的延迟是有原因的。
So the devil comes in.And give you the wrong thinking about God.
所以魔鬼会进入你的里面，给你一个谎言，关乎神的事。
God's nature is that He is good.
神的本性就是良善。
He is good. He does good things not because He wants to, but because He is good.
他做良善的事情不是因为他想做，而是他本身的本性就是良善的。
Amen. That is why, first of all, we can't see God, and secondly.The devil knows that, so he tried to portray God in your mind, in your heart, in a different way.
第一，我们看不见神就很难相信。第二，撒旦又跑进来跟我们撒谎，让我们更加觉得对神有误解。
And that is why it's important for us to show the world, I am blessed by God.
所以我们对世界上就要让世人能看到我们是蒙福的。
And there comes the third problem.
那第三个问题就来了。
When God...Wants to bless you. What does it look like?
那当神说我要来祝福你的时候，那个祝福是什么样子的
？You see, when we want to trust God, we don't know how.
当我们想相信神，又不知道怎么做。
When we pray, we expect God to answer our prayer in a certain way.
当我们祷告的时候，我们又期待主像我们的旨意一样来回答我们的祷告。
When God does things, but it, because it's not aligned to the way we expect, we believe God has done nothing.
当神做了运行以后，做了工以后，但是跟我们的期待不一样，我们又认为神不做事情。
Amen. Not only can we not see Him, but when we expect God to do something, we want God to do it exactly.The way we think he should be doing it.
本来就看不见，很难相信了。我们甚至还期待神照着我们自己的旨意来做事情，就更看不见了。
And when we don't see it, we believe God has done nothing.
当我们看不到我们期待的事情要发生的时候，就认为神什么都
没做。When we don't see it, we believe he doesn't care about us.
当我们看到神不来医治的时候，我们就说神不管我了。
That is a problem.
这就是我们生命中的
问题。In my lifetime, I expected God to do it in a certain way.
在我们的生命中间，我们会经常有一个错误的期待和框架。
When I pray, God do it this way.
每次我们都说主啊，按我这个方式来。
I will pray, 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 God do it this way.
主啊，祷告，祷告，你就一直按我的这个方式，我说的这个方式。
And after a while, when I don't see this thing happening.I believe God doesn't care.
过了一段时间以后，我所期待的这个事情没有照我的旨意发生，我们就说神一点都不关心我。
And then the devil comes along, you see?
然后魔鬼就来了，说你看看。
And I say, yeah, it's true.
我们就开始说，哎呀，是哦。
You see, God is working.
其实神一直在工作和运行。
Like we see, He's working.
他一直是在运行当中。
Even when it doesn't seem that he's working.
就是刚才的歌词说，我们看不见的时候，神也在运行的。
But he is working.
但是他一直是在运行的。
But most of the time, he may be working in a way that you don't expect.
只不过是他在运行的方式不是按照你自己的期待走向的。
Because we don't understand our own problems.
因为我们自己都看不清楚自己的
问题。We don't understand how we should be blessed.
连我们自己都看不到什么祝福才是对我们好的。
Not everything is resolved by money.
不是所有的事情都是靠钱解决得了的。
Sometimes God.Will give you something else other than money.
所以神很多时候要给的东西不是钱，而是用其他的方式来祝福。
When your bank account is full of money, it's not always a blessing.
当你的账号里面有好多钱的时候，并不代表这叫祝福的。
It is a blessing, but it may not be a blessing sometimes.
你也许认为是祝福，但是对有些人和事来说，那个时候不叫祝福。
Over my years, I've seen so many students who were poor.
我在我的一生中看到那么多穷学生。
They were so keen for Jesus.
但是他们却对耶稣基督非常的火热。
And after they got a job or got their own business, when they became rich, you don't see them in church anymore.
后来他们找到工作了，他们变得很有钱，然后我在教会就再没见过他们了。
Then 10-15 years later, I see them again.
然后十到十五年后，我又见到他们一次。
Multi-millionaires.
他们都成了百万富翁的。
But already on the third marriage.
但是他们已经结过三次婚了。
They're so devastated, they think about me.
他们特别特别的难过，他们还在想着我。
When our 老师 knows this, I keep saying to them, guys, when they were students, when you are rich, 记得我。
那个时候我会跟我的那些学生们说，你们有钱以后要记得我哟。可是他们不记得。
our 老师是不是 ？I always say, 你们有钱的时候啊。因为你今天祝福啊，有一天你有钱的时候啊，记得我。
Those time I prayed for them, and I said, one day when you become very prosperous, remember me.
So they become rich.
后来他们就变得富有了。
But the only thing is, 没有记得我。
But sadly, they don't remember me.
But they remember me when they're in trouble.
但是他们一有麻烦就记得我了。
Wow, they will turn the world upside down to look for my number.And look for where we move next.
想尽千方百计的来找我的信息，拿到我的电话号码，
或者我们教会搬家到哪里。With all the money and all the success they've had, that 10-15 years they left God.
虽然他们当时赚了很多的钱，可是那十到十五年，他们最大的失败就是他们离开神了。
So that money wasn't a blessing.
所以钱对他们当时来说不是一个祝福。
Because it took them away from God.
因为把他们从神那里。
10-15 years later, when they come,
所以十到十五年之后，他们回来。
Because they need God to solve their problem.
他们那个时候需要神去解决他们的问题。
There are certain things in life money cannot solve.
有生命中有很多问题是钱解决不了的。
Amen. When you need God, make sure you know Him.
当你需要神的时候，确保你真的是认识这个神的。
When your family needs God, make sure there is somebody who knows how to pray.
那你要是家庭里面需要神的话，确保你们家庭中成员都知道怎么跟神祷告。
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, if any of you are in trouble, we in this church know how to pray for you.
所以弟兄姊妹们，如果你们当有困境的时候，我们的教会的人知道如何为你们祷告。
We don't just give you calm words. We will pray for you.
我们不是只是安慰你哦，我们是真的会为你祷告。
As soon as you tell us, the devil is in trouble.
只要你一告诉我们你需要祷告，那魔鬼他就麻烦了。
Amen.The devil is not afraid of you being rich, but the devil is afraid of you when you know how to pray.
魔鬼可不害怕你有钱这件事情，但是魔鬼很害怕你会祷告这件事情。
The devil can't destroy you, neither defeat you when you know how to trust God.
如果你学会了相信神的话，那魔鬼的工作就根本在你身上没有果效。
So remember these three things.
所以要记得这三件事。
One, we can't see God.
第一，我们看不见神。
So we struggle in trying to trust Him.
我们很难去相信一个看不见的神。
Second, the devil is always deceiving me.
第二，又有魔鬼撒旦的一些欺骗和谎言。
And thirdly,
第三。
Often God may not give you the answer prayer in your expectation.
很多时候神运行的方式和你自己己意所期待的方式完全不同。
So with that understanding,
那有了这三点的明白,
the Bible is encouraging us to trust the Lord.
圣经在教导我们怎么去相信主。
And I encourage my younger self, trust the Lord.
我会用这样的方式去跟年轻的我说，你要这样来相信主。
And I will tell my younger self,It will all be okay.
我会跟我的年轻的我说，一切都会好的。
All things indeed will work out well for those who love him.
凡事确确实实都会互相效力，为那爱他的人。
Amen. I've seen so many people who come to me and say, "What shall I do? What shall I do about my future?"
很多人都会到我这里来问说，哎呀，我这以后怎么办呢？我的未来怎么办呢？
And yet I see God being merciful.
但是我却看到了那个慈爱的神。
They all end up okay.
他们其实现在都很好。
Amen. God is real.
神真实的。
He is true.
神是最真实的。
We do not need to worry about tomorrow.
我们根本就不用担心明天。
He does look after us.
他确确实实的是照顾我
们的。When he said, "Do not worry about your tomorrow."
当我们说不要焦虑时,
He really means do not worry about your tomorrow.
神真的是叫你不要为明天焦虑哦。
Somewhere, somehow, you will have food to eat, you will have a place to live, and you will have clothes to wear.
不管怎么样，你会发现你永远都会有衣服穿，有食物吃，有觉睡。
I have never seen God forsaken anyone.
我从来没有看到神有抛弃过哪一个他的子民。
In all the years in ministry,
这么多年在神的事
工里面, God has been faithful.
神都是信实
的。 The only people that I see struggling are the ones who do not want God.
那些我看到真正的是在挣扎的人，他们是自己不想要神了。
And most of the problems that I deal with are not the faithful Christians, but people who left God and then come back.
我平时处理的很多问题，不是那些信实的基督徒，而是那些确确实实远离神又回来找我的基督徒。
Even when they make a mess of their lives,God is still faithful.
就算他们的生活最后活得一团糟，神仍然是信实的。
And that's what amazes me.
这是为什么我觉得神太奇妙。
You know, I don't have that kind of mercy.
我就没有这样子的怜悯。
Sometimes when you see a person, and you warn them, and warn them, and warn them, and then go and do it.
很多时候，你跟他们那些人已经专门警告过，再警告过，再警告过，可是他们仍然选择离开了。
And then when they 记得我的时候。
When they finally remember me,
and they come to me,
他们就会来到我这里。
I smile,
然后我就笑着说。
Inside my heart,
我的心里的实际情况是。
My human nature,
我的真正的人性的最性的真的想法是说，说
你真是谁？
真的是凡人的事情来了，活该了。凡是人事情，活该凡人事。
And then I just pray for them.
然后我就为他们祷告了。
And yet God,
然后神竟然
delivers them.
竟然要祷告蒙垂听
He helps them.
竟然还帮助这种人
He blesses them.
竟然还祝福这种人
And this is why I don't understand God.
这是为什么我真的是特别不理解神
You know, your God, my God, he is too merciful.
我告诉你我们的神太怜悯了
He is too good.
太良善了
And too nice.
太好了
To such an extent it annoys me.
让我就是觉得都看了都着急和生气。
Amen. But that's God.
但是这就是我们的神。
Because the day when I need His mercy,
因为当我觉得我要怜悯的时候
when I need His grace,
当我觉得我要神的恩典的时候
I'm so glad He is like that.
我还真的很高兴神啊，你果然在那里。
Amen.
你是这样的神。
God is amazing.
神很奇妙。
The first day when I believed Him to now,He has never changed.
从我信主的第一天到现在，我的神
就没有变过。He is who he said he is.
他真是，他说他是谁，他就
是谁。That's why his name is I am.
所以他说我的名字叫做我
是。There is no name that can describe him.
没有其他的名字能够这样来描述主。
I am that I am.
他说我就是那个我是。
Amen. He is.
他确实是。
There is no one else like him.
因为没有其他的人可以这样与他相比。
And that's why Proverbs chapter 3 verse 6 says and 7 says to us.
所以在箴言三章五到六节说
He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Didn't say some of your heart.
这里面说要、这里面说要专心仰望耶和华，是全部的心哦，不是一小部分心、哦。
Did he say lean on your own understanding？
这里面有没有说要依靠自己的聪明啊
？And yet we lean on our own understanding。
可是我们真的是不是很多时候就是在依靠自己的聪明
？Lord, I am so clever。
主啊，我觉得我好聪明哦。
That you should do it like that。
那你应该照这样的方式来。
You should help me this way, that way。
应该用这样子的方式来帮助我这件事情。
How many of you now discover now that you are older？
你们现在慢慢成长以后，是有没有发现
？You're not all that clever。
你一点都不聪明。
When I was 18, 19 years old, I had all the answers.
在我十八九岁的时候，我自认为我所有的答案都有的。
You ask me a question, I will give you all the answers.
你问我个问题，我保证给你正确答案。
As you get older, you got less answers.
但是你越年老，你越开始去思想，就发现自己没有那么多答案了。
But when the gray hair comes out,
然后当你的灰色的头发慢慢出现时
，representing wisdom,
那个才代表了智慧哦。
You start listening.
然后你开始听神说话。
Amen. Amen. When you're older, you realize I need to shut up and listen to God.
当你年长以后，你才会发现我要闭上我的嘴，好好听神说话。
I need to let Him.
我需要神来做。
Sort things out.
需要神亲自来做
His way
是按照神自己的方式来做
主啊改变我的老公
不要 Don't pray like Lord change my husband
Change my wife Change my husband
改变我的老婆改变我的老公
And I remember when I used to pray that
我记得我以前也这样祷告啊
I heard the Lord loud and clear
我特别听得见神对我这么说
Change yourself first
你先改变自己吧
Now that's God's way.
这是神的方式。
Amen. That's wisdom.
这才是叫智慧。
But Lord, if I change myself, how will it change anything?
那主啊，你要是我自己都改我自己的话，那我也改变不了其他的人和事啊。
It changes everything.
会的，你自己先改变就会的。
The reason why nothing's happening in your life, right? Because you won't change.
你知道你生命中为什么什么事情都改变不了吗？
Because you're all
Because
you're always right.
因为你总觉得自己是对的。
That's why you're still a child.
所以你自己还是一个婴孩。
Because children always think they're right.
因为小朋友就会老觉得自己是对的。
But when we are in as adults, we begin to see, yeah, perhaps I'm wrong.
但是你只有真的成长成熟以后，你才会觉得我可能是错
的。Do not lean on your own understanding.
所以不要来依靠自己的聪明。
In all your ways, acknowledge Him. He will make your He will make straight your paths.
在你一切所行的路上都要认定他，他必使你的道路平直。
When you trust the Lord,
当你相信主时
you trust Him with all your heart.
你全心全意的相信。
Even though when it doesn't make sense,
就算你自己都不理解那种作为和方法。
But all you, many times when I counsel people,
每次当我去给别人当顾问时
I say to them, "Have you prayed?"
我就问他们说：“你有祷告吗
？”Have you told God about your problem？
你有没有跟神说你的问题啊
？And when they say yes，
他们说有啊。
That's good enough。
我说那就够了。
Yeah, but Pastor, you need to pray。
但是我说他就跟我说，但是我说不用，但是
I said, so、
你需要祷告。
So you expect me to fast and pray for 40 days just for you？
你是想让我为你禁食40天来为你祷告吗
？And then somehow you feel that's enough。
然后你觉得那样子就够了吗
？According to the Bible, you need to acknowledge God。
但是按照圣经所教的是你自己要专心仰赖耶和华
Amen The only reason why we don't think it's enough is because we don't have faith to believe that's what he wants
很多时候当我们觉得、哦、可是我一个人祷告不够啊不够的原因是你没有信心去相信神要的就是你的祷告
This is the two verses that we all should memorize by heart
这两个经文是我们需要牢牢的背下
来的 Trust in the Lord with all your heart
你要专心仰望耶和华
Do not lean on your own understanding.
不要依靠自己的聪明。
In all your ways, acknowledge him, and be when he will make your path straight.
在你一切所行的路上都要认定他，他必使你的道路平直。
And elsewhere he says in chapter 16, verse 3, commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established.
箴言十六章三到三节说，你所做的要交托耶和华，你所谋的就必坚立。
Verse 9,
第九节又
说， The heart of the man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his ways.
人心筹算自己的道路，为耶和华指引他的脚步。
See, when you are trusting in the Lord,
当你相信神
时， you can get on with your life.
你就可以继续走你的路了。
Choosing your job, choosing your university, choosing things in life.
不管是选择工作呀，选择大学啊，都是在做选择的。
But what you don't do is wait for an angel to come and tell you what to do.
但是你不要就是坐那里坐等人家天使来告诉你你下一步该怎么选择。
Many times when you seek the Lord's will, God doesn't say anything.
很多时候当你去选择的时候，神故意不说什么的。
Because he wants you to trust him.
因为他想让你就这么去信靠和依赖。
If you're praying and praying, there are most of the time, I'm not saying all the time, there are some things you need to wait for God's clear answer.
那我们说有的时候我们祷告很久啊，这个分辨一下，有的时候呢你确确实实是要等神给你一个确信你才去行动。
When it's life changing, you need to really be careful.
有些很关键的一些抉择呢是需要特别小心。
And wait for the Lord to direct you.
你也要等待神亲自来引领你。
But 99% of things you don't need to pray like that.
但还有一种情况，就99%的情况都是如此，你并不需要一定要等到神给你一个确信答复。
Oh Lord, shall I take the bus or shall I take the train?
主啊，我今天是要坐火车呢，还是坐汽车呢？
No, you make a decision.
你自己可以抉择啊。
Oh Lord, shall I do this or do that?
主啊，今天我要做这个还是做那个呢？
Shall I get that job or get that job?
今天我要选择工作 A 还是工作 B 呢？
You can just make a decision.
你自己可以抉择。
Because why? Because you just trust him.
因为你就把你的心就交托给耶和华。
The question you got to ask, did I pray?
然后你的问题是我有没有祷告？
Did I tell God about it?
我有没有跟神说这个事情？
If you have, make your decision.
如果你真的有，然后你就这么做吧。
Because he said, trust him.
这就是一种相信和信靠。
Amen. Many times when we trust God, he may not tell you.
很多时候你相信神，并不代表每一次神都跟你讲那么清楚。
But the Bible says, even when you plan something,He is involved.
圣经说，就算你自己筹算你的道路，耶和华都仍然引你的脚步。
You thought it was your plan.
你自己以为是自己筹算出来的。
But it is God who supports you.
其实是耶和华引领你的。
That's why God wants us to live a life always acknowledging Him.
所以神就让我们想活出这样的生命，时时刻刻记得他。
And He will.And most of your life, he will stay invisible.
那在你生命中大部分的时间，他都是以这种看不见的形式在运行。
Because Jesus said, "Blessed is the one who does not see and yet believe."
因为耶稣说，那真正蒙福的是那看不见就相信的人。
When you don't see something and you exercise faith, your faith is valid.
那当你还看不见，你就选择相信的时候，你这样的信心是最棒的。
When you can see something and then exercise faith.Even the Pharisees can do that.
你要是如果说已经看见了才相信的话，法利赛人都懂得这么个信法。
Even the non-believer can do that.
连不信的那些基督徒也有这种信
法。If I got a stack of money here,
如果我把钱今天放在
桌子上， and the Lord says, "Trust me," pointing towards the money.
然后神说，指着这个钱说，
Even the non-believer can do that.
那连非基督徒都会相信的。
But when you see nothing,
但是当你什么也看不见时，
and you trust the Lord,
你仍然选择相信。
Non-believer can't do that.
那非基督徒就不敢这样了。
Only the ones with relationship with Jesus can do that.
只有跟主耶稣基督有亲密关系的人才会这么信的。
That's why the centurion doesn't need Jesus to go to his servant. He just needs to say the word.
所以那些法利赛人，他们当时不需，不是那个士兵，那个什么长，他们反正他们当时是不需要神做什么，神说了句话，他就相信了。
Trust the Lord.
他说要相信主。
Trust the Lord.
相信主。
Amen.And then we look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 31.
我们来看看马太福音第六章三十一节。
When Jesus talks about everyday life.
当耶稣讲到每天要怎么过活时。
So Matthew.
马太福音。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. It said, "Therefore, do not be anxious." Mean do not take up the thought.
这里面三十一节说，所以不要忧虑，连想都不要想。
In other words, God say, "Don't even think about it."
神说你就想都不要想。
Don't even talk about it.
都不要说出你的忧虑
来。Don't give your mind any opportunity to think, "What's that?"
不要让你的头脑有任何机会进入到忧虑里面。
You see, my family can tell you, I'm a person who always worry.
我的家人会告诉你说，我其实是一个很容易忧虑的人。
And that's why I always have to go, I have to remember what Jesus said.
所以我要不停地来记得主对我说
的话。My human nature, which probably comes from my mom.
我自己的罪性和人生的这个人性呢，就是从我的可能父母遗传来的，妈妈遗传来的。
I easily worry.
我就很容易焦虑的一个人。
I'm easily anxious.
我很容易变得非常焦虑。
How many of you like me?
你们是不是有很多人像我这样？
Well, it's only one honest person.
好像只有一个诚实的人哈。
Well, this is human nature.
这是一个人性。
That's why I need Jesus.
所以我才需要耶稣嘛。
I need to remember what he says.
我需要记住耶稣说的话。
More than an average person.
要比其他的普通的人要记得更牢固一些。
In all my years, I had to keep telling myself, "Don't worry." Don't worry.
我每时每刻都要不停地来操练这四个字，不要忧虑。
What you shall eat, what you shall drink, and what you shall wear.
不要忧虑说我们吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all.
这都是外邦人所求的，你们需要这一切东西，你们的天父都知道。
But in reality,
但事实上呢？
I don't believe God knows what I need.
我都那时候我还不相信神知道我到底想要什么。
So I got to keep reminding him.
所以我就不停地去提醒神。
Oh Lord,
主啊
，You know what I need.
你知道我要什么，对吧
？Amen.
嗯。
It's human nature.
这是人性。
But God tells us.
可是神就告诉我们。
Don't worry.
说不要忧虑。
Don't think about it.
都想都不要想。
And that is when I began to have the revelation.
这是为什么？
Not all thoughts are my thoughts.
我才开始有这个启示，真的认识到原来我的思想不是所有的思想都是我的。
And so the Lord taught me to bind that thought.
所以神就教导我去怎么去捆绑
突然来
的一种思想。
Whenever I worry, I bind it in Jesus' name.
所以每次只要有这种忧虑的想法进来的时候，
They're not my thoughts.
我马上就奉耶稣基督的名去捆绑，然后说这不是我的忧虑。
You now see where it comes from.
起码你知道那是从哪来的。
It's for survival.
这是我自己为了生存所学的。
Because in my nature, I'm easily worried.
因为我自己的人性就是特别焦虑的人。
So I bind it in Jesus' name.
所以我就不停地去捆绑奉耶稣的名。
Amen.And in verse 33, he says, But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day its own trouble.
33到34节说，你们要先求神的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了，所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
And in my 41 years, this verse is true.
41年我可以去证明这句话是真的。
When you set your heart in seeking God's kingdom,
真的把你的所有所求都放在神的国和义
上面。 He really does look after you.
他真的是照顾你的。
That's why I always say to people, when you look after God's house, he will look after your house.
所以我常常对人说，你要是照顾好神的家，神就会照顾好你的家。
He is so true.
神是，这是真实的。
He's never failed.
他从来没有不信实过。
I've seen it in my own life, and I've seen it in other people's lives.
我自己的生命有见证，但是我也在别人身上见证。
Even when a brother or sister who is actually less well off, who are struggling in life, when they seek God's kingdom, somehow everything works out well for them.
我就看到有弟兄姊妹有这样子的见证，他们其实本来过得不是特别好，但他们只寻求神的国和神他的义，最后他们自己生命中的问题就一一解决了。
God is a good boss.
神是一个好的老板。
He is generous.
他是一个大方的老板。
That's why the time that you spend serving the Lord is a good investment.
所以当你花时间去侍奉神，这是一个很好的投资。
God will bless you back.
因为神会以此来祝福你。
Even when he doesn't.
就算他不祝福你，
you will see him blessing you in other ways.
你仍然可以看到他的手在你的生命中有祝福的事情发生。
Things that money cannot buy.
是钱所买不到的。
Hallelujah. I am so glad I gave my life to Jesus.
我好高兴。
41 years ago.
我好高兴在41年前我把我的生命交给了主耶稣。
I'm so glad that all the plans that I had before I went to university, I chucked it aside.
我真的很高兴，在我去上大学之前，以前所有的计划都被我扔到水里了。
And I grabbed hold of God's plan.
我后来就紧紧抓住了神给我的计划。
And those plans are discovered by the journey.
这些计划我并不是一刚开始就知道，我是慢慢走着走着发现的。
And guess what?
猜猜怎么着？
God loves us.
神好爱我们。
He is good to us.
他是良善的神。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. even when we're going through a hard time,
就算我们在逆境当中,
and God seems to be absent,
神好似看不见的,
He's trying to squeeze something out from you.
因为他从你的里面想挤出一些东西来。
And the only way that treasure within you can come out is by God allowing life to squeeze you.
那让你头里你的里面有个大宝贝哦，想把你里面的宝贝给挤出来的话，那神是要加力的来挤一挤的。
He squeezes you like a toothpaste.
他就像挤牙膏一样的把你挤一挤。
Because there is something in you.
因为你的里面有宝贝哦。
That God wants.
是神想要他出来
的。Because this is important for His kingdom.
因为这个宝贝对神的国度
来说很重要。There is something in us. There is a treasure in us that you and I don't even know about.
我们的里面有一个大宝贝哦，可是我们自己都不知道。
But God wants to see manifest in your life.
可是神却想要看这个大宝贝彰显在你的生
命里面。He wants to see it as a part of your character.
他想让这个大宝贝彰显出在你这个器皿里面，让它看似好像是你自己的性格。
And I discovered the way He does it.
然后我就发现神做事的方式是这样的。
It's for you to trust Him.
就是让你这样不停地去相信。
During hard times,
不管是在逆境当中，
you still trust Him.
你还是在相信。
And when pressure of life comes,
就算是生活的压力压到你，
you're squeezed.
他还会继续的挤。
And when the devil attacks you, you're squeezed.
就连魔鬼来攻击你。
When everybody forsake you, you're squeezed.
当所有人都抛弃你的时候，你还去挤。
And that squeezing can go on for years.
你这样子挤可以挤很多很多年。
And it seems like God doesn't love you.
好像挤到就是觉得自己都觉得神不爱我了。
It seems like God is not hearing you.
觉得好像神都不听我祷告了。
And all you can feel is that squeeze.
你就只能感受到那种挤压的痛苦。
Until pop.
突然有一天，崩出来了。
The toothpaste comes out.
然后那个牙膏挤出来了。
The treasure.
那里头的大宝贝出来了。
And God says.That is what I'm looking for.
然后神说我要的就是那个。
And he grabs hold of that.
然后他赶快抓紧你里面的宝贝。
And suddenly it becomes you.
然后那个宝贝成为了你。
And the kingdom of God will benefit from it.
神的国就因为这个也蒙福了。
Others will benefit from it.
其他的人也因为这个蒙福了。
And you will benefit from it.
你也因为这个自己蒙福了。
And suddenly you look at yourself, wow!I never knew I could be like that.
有一天你会自己都很感叹说，我都不知道我会成为这样。
But that will never come out.
但是反之的话，
without faith,
如果没有信心的话，这个事情就无法发生。
God is squeezing you.
神会要这样子的挤压，
squeezing you,
不停的挤压，
until it comes out,
直到挤出来为止。
I'm telling you, it's painful.
所以这种感觉是很痛苦的。
But,
但是，
He's there.
神一直在那里。
Amen. All the time.He seems to be absent.
所有看似好像神不在场的时候，
But he's bringing that treasure out from you.
神却想让那个宝贝在你的瓦器里面挤出来。
Why are we so precious to God?
为什么我们在神眼里这么宝贝呢？
That he sent his son to die for us.
他让主耶稣为我们而死。
What is it that he sees in us?
他看到我们里面是什么这么宝贝呢？
That he still loves us so much.
他这么的爱我们呢？
We perhaps can we never know.
我们可能也许不知道。
Yet the so perfect Son of God has to die for us.
但是这一定要宝贝到连神的唯一的儿子都要为我们献上生命。
Do you think God will ever abandon you?
你觉得神是会去抛弃你的吗？
Do you think God will never bother about solving your problem for you?
你觉得神会不在乎来解决你的问题吗？
After all that effort.
花了那么多的精力去把你救出来
you,
就是为了救你
just to get close to you,
就是为了来亲近你
so that he dwells in you,
就是为了要住在你的里面
and yet in our minds,
但是在我们的头
脑当中 the devil is telling us,
魔鬼却对我们说
God has left you,
神离开你了
God doesn't care about you,
神才不关心你呢
you are an orphan,
你是一个孤儿
do you understand, brothers and sisters, it's a lie,
这是一个谎言
ifYou are so precious to God.
如果你对神来说这么宝贝
If you took so much for him to save you.
如果神愿意花这么大的代价
So that he can be one with you.
他为了就是能跟你合一
Why would he abandon you?
他怎么会来抛弃你
It's a lie.
是一个谎言
The devil's lying to us.
魔鬼一直在这样撒着谎
We are lying to us because we don't have the faith.
我们自己也相信了这样的谎言
And that's why I will say to myself, Trust the Lord.
这是为什么我们一直要对自己说你要相
信神。Trust the Lord.
相信主。
Because the sooner you can do it, the more you can see God.
因为你越快的去选择相信，你越快就能看到
神的工作。The more you know how good He is.
你就更快的认识到神的良善。
Amen. And then in Matthew chapter 10, verse 29 says, Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father?
那马太福音的十章二十九节说，两只麻雀不是卖一铜钱吗？你们的父若不许，一只也不会掉在地上。
Verse 30, but even the hairs on your head and all your are all numbered. Fear not, therefore you are more valuable than many sparrows.
十章三十一节说，就是你们的头发也都数过了，所以不要惧怕，你们比许多的麻雀还贵重。
You see, Jesus says that because people saw sparrows are worthless.
因为耶稣为什么要这样说？是因为人眼中的麻雀是特别没有价值的。
And yet, in Matthew chapter 6 says, even the sparrows God feeds them.
那在马太福音的第六章，耶稣也说，连麻雀神都要喂养。
If you don't believe me, one of the spring days or summer days, wake up really early in the morning.
那你要不相信我的话，你就找一个春天、夏天起来早一点。
And then sit there before sunrise.
在天还没亮的时候，太阳还没出来时。
Watch your garden.
来坐在花园里面观察一下。
You hear the bird.
你会听到小鸟的叫声。
And as the sunrise.
然后慢慢的随着太阳上升。
And as the breeze rise, blows.
慢慢的，等你能够感觉到微风时。
You see the birds and the sparrow get very excited.
你看到那小鸟和麻雀变得特别的兴奋。
They have plenty of food.
他们有好多的食物。
How who would have known your garden?
你怎么会想到你自己的花园？你自己的家
is God's provision for the birds.
却是神给那些麻雀提供的一个吃饭的地方。
Amen. Who would have known?
你们有没有想过这个问题？
And just look at the birds. They're so excited every morning.
所以那些小鸟每天早上都特别兴奋。
Because there is somehow in their instinct.There is something about God that makes them feel happy.
因为他们的直觉里面就有认识神，要知道神让他们很开心。
I've been watching them.
我就一直这样去观察他们。
And I said, "Gosh, they really know God."
然后我说，哇，这些小鸟好认识神哦。
They really have faith.
他们好有信心哦。
And I used to say to myself, "Even a sparrow that's worth nothing has more faith." Me.
我这样子对自己常常这样说，麻雀看似完全廉价的一个东西，但是他的信心却比我大。
Jesus did not die for a sparrow.
耶稣都没有为麻雀去死。
He died for me.
但是他为我死。
He died for you.
他为你死。
And yet he feeds them.
然后他还会去喂麻雀。
Amen. And yet the devil tells you, and you tell yourself, No, God has abandoned me.
然后撒旦却对你说，然后你自己也去相信说，神已经不管我了。
You see.Psalm 138 verse 2 says, I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth, for you magnify your word above your name.
诗篇138篇的第二节说，我要向你的圣殿下拜，我要因你的慈爱和信实颂扬你的名，因你使你的名和你的言语显为大，超乎一切。
God magnifies.His word above His name.
神要让他自己的言语显为大，大过他自己的名哦。
So when He says to you, "Don't worry," do you believe Him?
所以当神他的言语说不要焦虑，你相信吗
？He magnifies His word above His name.
神让自己的言语显为大，比名还大。
And when Jesus was tempted by the devil,
当耶稣被撒旦试探时
in Matthew chapter 4 verse 4,
在马太福音四章四节
，And here I close.
他说
Jesus,
我们用这个话来结束
and, But he answered It is written Man shall not live by bread alone But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God
经上记着说人活着不是单靠食物而是靠神口里所出的一切话
The reason why you and I can trust the Lord
今天你我可以这样去信靠我们的主
Because you got a Bible
因为你有圣经
If he says so
如果他是这么说的
if it says so,
他如果真是这么说的
if it says do not worry and it's written in the Bible,
如果他明明写得很清楚的说不要忧虑
then you better believe it.
那你最好相信
You can trust that word.
你可以相信那句话
And over all these years,
所以这么多年
I've never seen God,
我从来没见过说神
not honor his word.
不会自己去荣耀自己的话语
Amen? The only time when it doesn't work is when you twist the word, you misinterpret it, you completely ruin it.
那你要是说哦，神有荣不荣耀话语的时候，那肯定是你自己有曲解那个话语的时候。
But the word of God, plain and simple, is trustworthy.
神是明明显显的，这么简单的写给我们看的话，是让我们真的去相信。
So in some ways, trusting the Lord is not blind.
所以相信神也不是完全瞎着眼的相信哈。
We have the word of God.
是我们有神的话语为证的来信。
So lastly, if I have to say to myself,
所以当我要对我自己年轻的时候说话。
I would say to read the Bible.
我会对他说，你好好读圣经。
Learn the Bible well.
你要好好的学习和钻研圣经。
Because that will help you to trust Him.
这个方法才会让你真正的去信靠。
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus Christ.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
主啊，谢谢你。
You are God.
你是我们的神。
You are Lord.
你是我们的主。
Help us all to trust you more.
帮助我们来更信任你。
Not just by word.
不光是靠我们的话。
But in our hearts,
是在我们的心里面。
No matter how difficult life is,
不管事情怎么样，不管环境如何。
Or how blessed we are,
不管我们有多得祝福。
We will never forget to trust you.
我们都不会忘记来相信你。
So Lord, whatever struggles we, brothers and sisters are having today,
不管今天我们的弟兄姊妹的生活中的环境如何。
I just pray that you give us the faith to trust you.
主啊，你都给我们这样的信心来信靠。
Help us to make a decision today.
让我们今天来做一个选择。
That I would tell myself.
主啊，我跟我们自己说。
That we tell ourselves.
我们对自己说。
Trust the Lord.
相信主。
Trust the Lord.
相信神。
He is good.
他是良善的。
He is good.
是良善的。
So brothers and sisters, I will encourage you.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我来鼓励你们。
That you keep telling yourself.
要继续对自己说。
Trust the Lord.
要相信神。
Trust the Lord.
相信主。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
want to sing this Mandarin song that many of you know. 我的神，我要敬拜你。
我的神，我要敬拜。
Let's honor you. 我们敬拜他。
我的心深深地爱你。
我们举起我们的手。
一生我要敬拜你，我的心深深地爱你，在你的桌前我思想你恩典，我的生
those of you who are really struggling and then you need the reality of God, you need to trust Him, and that you really want the Holy Spirit to give you the faith. You know, sometimes no matter how we try, we just don't have the faith. That's when the Holy Spirit comes to help you. He will give you the faith to trust the Lord. You know, when we walk in this path that we are walking in, we need the faith of the Holy Spirit to help us along the way. If you feel like that today, I encourage you when you get home this week, that every day you sing this song, you sing and sing and sing until faith comes into your heart. And I really encourage you that you will encounter the Lord. Why don't we just sing it now?
让我们一起来，就这样子来唱。
我的神，我要敬拜你，我的心深深地爱你，在你的桌前我思想你恩典，我的心赞美敬拜是我心里的满足， 向你恩典，我一生我要敬拜你，你是我心里的满足，你是我唯一的希望，在你的桌前我思想你。
So grateful to you.
主啊，我们今天好感恩。
We thank you.
谢谢你。
We thank you.
谢谢你，主啊。
That we are so loved by you.
我们如此的被你所爱。
We don't know what it is that you see in us.
我们也不知道你在我们里面看到了什么好。
But you believe in us.
可是你却这么的来相信我们。
Your mercy is eternal.
你的怜悯是永恒的。
Your thoughts are beyond our imagination.
你的思想远远超过我们所能想象。
We just don't understand.
只是我们无法明白而已。
But you call us to trust you.
可是主啊，你今天呼召我们来相信你。
You call us to trust you.
你呼召了我们来相信。
So we today as a church.
今天我们作为教会。
We as a people of God.
成为作为你的子民。
We confess.
我们今天来宣告。
And we declare.
我们也相信。
That we trust you, Lord.
我们来相信你，主啊。
We trust you, Lord.
我们宣告相信你，主啊。
We trust you, Lord, with all our hearts.
我们全心全意的来相信你。
We trust you, Lord, with our lives.
我们相信你。
We trust you.
我们相信你。
We have hope.
我们有希望。
We have hope.
有盼望。
So I ask you to bless every family.
所以主啊，你来祝福每一个家庭。
Bless our children.
祝福我们每一个孩子。
Bless our businesses.
祝福我们所有的。
And bless the orphans in Ukraine.
还有在乌克兰的孤儿们。
Bless David Smith's ministry.
祝福这些孤儿的乌克兰的这个事工。
Bless the people who need you.
祝福这些需要你的人。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
大家请坐。如果需要祷告，请到前面来。